I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 500. It's not only number 500,
it's good.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And joining us on this very special.
You always say that.
But this one really is special.
Always.
It's not a clip show, but we've got Mayor Young from Fantastic Forum and Gekken with us.
He's always. Yo, what's up? Congratulations, you guys. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I know.
It's always good to have fam in the building and make you feel so special.
But, I mean...
Indeed, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Five flippin' hundred. A decade of shows.
Seriously.
They're not a lot of podcasts that make it to 500, but there's even less that make 500 and are good.
Oh, that was so nice.
You know?
So good. That's so nice. I'm going to bluff.
There it is. Yeah, no, you guys got high quality control.
Thank you. We like to crack each other up. That's the thing. I think that's part of the reason why we've been able to go for as long as we've been able to go, because we still crack each other up.
Yes. I find ways, new inspired ways to say random fucking shit.
Yes. Yes, you do. And it makes me laugh. And I think it makes everybody else laugh.
I hope so.
But we continue to have more great people on the show. We get to go to more places now.
We get to meet more awesome people.
We get to meet more
awesome
people.
Who have no idea of our existence, and they're like, wow, where have you been all my life?
I know.
Well,
it's really kind of funny.
Here.
Most people are like, oh my God, I've never heard of you. And then I'm like, listen to one of my podcasts. And they're like, oh my God, your podcast is so funny. And it's really good. I'm like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Tell people.
Indeed.
Spread it around.
You should just, when they ask you, where you been all my life, you're just like, Boston.
On the internet, where the fuck
have
you been?
Have you ever been to Boston?
On the internet, there it is. That's a good answer. It's it's a big place. Sometimes you miss stuff.
I mean, you do. But I've been on the internet. Where the fuck you be at?
On the internet.
See?
But they're on the other side of the
internet. It's like No Man's Sky. They're on this galaxy. Yeah, I'm not letting it go.
I'm
over here. And sometimes, they may never find us.
Because it's so big.
It turns out you might even be in the same place on the same planet, and they still might find you. Not find you.
Spaceships in the night.
Just
space
is
always night.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really work.
Because there's the absence of light. But, I mean, that's in particular, and I don't think we want to go there. I'm not Neil deGrasse Tyson. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. There are just things I shouldn't talk
about.
I
mean, is that his thing? He likes to stay at the Holiday Inn Express?
I don't know where he likes to stay. I'm not his wife.
I understand. I'm not Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No.
I don't stay at Holiday Inn. He might be out of Hampton.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Hampton. There's nothing wrong with the Hampton. Sometimes some Hamptons, they have
hit up
breakfast.
Them double trees.
Yo, double trees.
Double trees, though.
Yeah, double tree, though. If you can't get in the Marriott, the double tree.
Double trees.
But we're digressing.
Yep.
Because we really want to talk about a couple things. This episode is a Praise Us episode, in case you haven't picked it up.
Yay! Not me, them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, yeah.
We praise you too.
No. I don't need praise.
Oh, but you do.
I prefer not. I'm more of the self-deprecating type anyway. That's my comfort zone. I feel good when we're kind of making fun of me. When you start putting too much praise on me, then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm not Jesus.
Oh, no, I don't deserve all this.
No, don't look at me.
I'm not Jesus. It's then I have to try to blush, and it's hard because I'm dark.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
The blush struggle is real.
Oh, man.
There it is.
It's real.
He's like, is he turning purple? He's turning purple.
Is he choking?
Do you need a doctor?
Exactly.
Should I call somebody?
There it is.
No, I'm just really...
I was just embarrassed. I don't need to hide. Please.
My skin just reacts differently than yours. Also, I'll look younger when you're, 80. I'll look like I'm 60.
Truth. You get some good genes, though.
You do.
Every time I get carded, I'm like, yep. And they're like, no. And I'm like, yep. Good genes.
Yeah.
But no, we do have to heap some praise on you because, you know, when we first started and really nobody knew us except for our 15 friends.
Right.
Lawrence and I connected through MySpace.
I remember that.
Man, that's crazy. Not MySpace.
Okay. Yeah. It was MySpace because I was putting our podcast episodes out on my page. And you had heard one and reached out and said, hey, like, I love what you do. You should be on our show. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, dude. Because it was MySpace, so I didn't believe.
Right.
Connected, and we ended up on All Games Radio. And it was a really fun interview for us.
Oh, man. Yeah. I still randomly have that weird MP3 of that particular interview.
Yeah, where you basically just laughed and giggled through the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, that was classic.
The funny story about that whole thing is that I was at school during that recording, and I, like, hid in a corner of my school library and brought, like, my headphones and a microphone. And, like, I was trying to find, like, the most, like, secluded part. Because we were doing this interview, and, like, I was so worried, so I was gonna be like, shh, this is a library! And, like, so I was nervous from that, and then nervous about the show, and I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna say? I'm 22, what the fuck do I know? Like, I am not a wise 22-year-old kid here.
But we were talking about you!
My crap Logitech microphone once a month and talk about the shows I've watched. Like, that's all I do.
That was it. That's what you're still doing.
Yeah.
Except your microphone is better.
Yeah, we got a much better mic.
Microphone now.
Yeah, much better mic now. And you don't have to hide in the library because you have your own
house. I have my own house. Actually, my office is a library because there's a lot of books in there.
See? You have your own mini library.
That I don't have
full to circle. Full circle.
You bring it back around. That's what we're doing.
In 10 years, I'm back in a room of books.
Back in a room with books. But it's your room now.
It's my room now.
You own that bitch.
It's awesome.
And you have a better mic.
But yeah,
like that was like the big start for us because that was exposure for us beyond our little 15 friends, and we had our big bloom of people subscribing. We got into
holy
iTunes.
Shit, these girls know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Girls with knowledge? Who knew?
About games? What the hell? And they're
Blurred.
Black? What?
It's like,
Blurred.
I'm sure, and this is going to be a really off topic, I'm very sure
like,
that...
we are alicorns of video game
we
journalism.
Are. Like, we were... like the hipster of like, and I'm sure someone's gonna try to like prove us wrong.
Go ahead.
But when we first came out, I thought we were really very unique because, like you said, one, I didn't know of any other minority shows.
There weren't any.
And then mm-hmm. female on top of that, female run organized and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, here we are, this little niche of a show that people didn't know about, and all of a sudden it blew up, and then we were just kind of in this space, and now you got the two
dope queens,
yeah, and then
you've got
the Black Nerd Show, like they're all coming out of the mix now.
You know, you've got Andre Meadows' show.
Oh my god, I love him.
You've got
he is so nice.
You know, Blurred. You've got there's several different Black women who are doing podcasts and blogs about nerdism and things like that. But when we came out 10 years ago, there wasn't anybody like us.
No,
you know, we really had Gamertag Radio,
right?
And so as far as you know, having a minority crew, they were the only ones out there. That was it.
Right. It was like you guys between Gamertag and you guys. That was basically.
For a while.
The breadth of diversity when it came to podcasts. I mean, of course, I mean, you know, like I was on All Games with Jess V and Scott, but we're still talking about, you know, that's a mix as opposed to straight up minority representation. And that was one of the things that definitely made me gravitate towards what you guys are doing because I was like, you know, I mean, first and foremost, are you good? Yes, you are. But then it's like, wow, okay, and they're female and Black?
Uh-huh.
Being, you know, African American and being female, and then also too, what I liked was you weren't talking about only games. You guys went into anime and other stuff too, and so I was like, yeah, like I need to know these people.
Yeah, And I mean, that's the thing that we kind of wanted to make sure that we did right off the bat, you know, when we were looking at the space, because every week before we started recording the podcast in April of 2006.
My God.
Yeah, right? We had been looking at what was out there as far as podcasts go, and we were like, okay,
well,
if
like,
we're gonna...
We were religiously listening to Dig.
Oh, we were, like, heavy Dig Nation fans, had t-shirts and everything, and, like, we looked at the space and the shows that we like to listen to and the ones that were getting into video and what we like to watch, and we're like, okay, these are really great things, but they're already here. They already exist. So we don't want to just be a black girl version of that.
Right. Like, we had to find what made us unique enough to command our space and do it well.
Right. But look, black girl version would have been enough. But like, the fact you guys went an extra step makes it even better.
Thank you. But, like, that's the thing. Like,
that's all
like,
her. She's like, the brains of
we
this
We could
operation.
Have, like, initially, like, we had a thought, and we did a test recording, and we were like, we could be Black Dig Nation. Like, we just get on the couch, have some beers, crack each other up, do a 10 countdown. And I was like, but that's not really us. Like, what we were doing...
Well, we clearly can tell I'm not good with lists or countdowns.
Yeah, that's not your strong suit.
She's not even that great with beer.
No, you're, I'm not. Like, my top list, 1B, triangle. Like, I don't count very well.
Yeah,
apparently.
You know, but hey, it's your organization. It makes sense to you.
It does.
And
me.
That's really, you know, half the battle. But, like, we sat there and I was like, you know, really what we're doing every week when we're talking is you're telling me about crazy stuff that's going on in your anime club and anime that you're watching.
Man,
and
I ran that club for 3 full years in college.
I'm like,
my God.
And I'm sitting here talking about demos that I'm playing of different games and why I want to get these systems. I'm like, let's just do this. Let's just record us talking to each other about this stuff and we'll put that out. Like that, because that'll be uniquely us and that's our thing. And if people want to be part of the conversation, cool. And if not, well, we're putting it out there. So, shit, why not? I'm like, look at Destructoid. And, like, that was, like, our motto. I was like, that basically started as a way to get into E3. And it's a business now.
Right, right.
We could do that.
We could talk about stuff to the point people think we're experts.
And, hey,
I'm
we could
a great
be a
actress.
Business man. Or, you know, maybe not. But, hey... We're going to talk about this shit every week anyway.
So we might as well record it and get a few laughs out of
it. And maybe make somebody laugh or teach somebody something new about a game that they didn't know about or a TV show.
Or make new friends,
or
which
anime.
I've noticed that we've done a lot of. We tend to meet people who have listened to our show and, like, I've had people geek out about meeting me, which I think is weird because I geek out meeting other people who may not even be famous, just... Talking to someone and not feeling awkward is, like, a complete success for me. So when I meet someone who's like, I've listened to your show forever, and I'm like, what show? Like, I totally forget that I do this. And they're like, yeah, I remember this episode where you did this, and then you said, like, something about Jews. And then I'm like, whoa. One, we don't talk about that show anymore. I am reformed, but I appreciate that you were there from the beginning.
Let's go past that.
But I'm like, I appreciate that you've been with me past that, but I've grown
because
as an individual.
I am now an educated young woman.
Right. I know my shit now. I know what I can't say on the radio.
And I know what the hell I shouldn't say ever
right.
out loud.
But I mean, like, it's amazing when I meet them. And one of the PAX shows we had gone to, I call her a friend now because she listened to our show. She's an artist. She's down in Georgia. And she had come up for PAX, and I told her that we were going to be here. And, like, we only had Twitter, so we're trying to Twitter at each other where we are, because she wants to meet me. And she's like, well, I'm here for Otter Sally. She's like, my other goal was to meet you. Like, I have to meet you. And, like, the first 2 days of PAX, like, we just were not linking up. It was horrible. Like, I'd be at one place, and, like, I'd sit there for 20 minutes, and she would never show up. And, like, finally, at the Mega 64 booth on the last day, because, like, she does an autobiographical comic of herself, and she wears a scarf, and she wore the scarf that day. And literally, like, my hand goes out, and I completely fangirl, and I'm like, Kayla! And, like, she turns around, and she's like, Panda! And, like, we just run through people, and, like, we're hugging really inappropriately for a long time in front of this booth.
Right, like, you had been separated lovers
right.
across
like,
the sea or
like,
something for
we've
multiple
We've been separated
months.
At birth and, like, because we kind of look similar, and a lot of people will tell
yes,
me that.
Yes, you do.
And,
really?
Now she's cut
yeah.
her hair and she's got a kid now, but we looked really close, and, like, her husband was, like, kind of like a perv. But he's kind of cool.
But he was like chocolate sandwich.
But she was just like, oh my god, like you don't understand like how much I love you and what you and your sister do. And I'm like, you know, I just talk about anime and usually really inappropriate stuff that I also don't say correctly most of the time, and then I correct and post. But I love the fact that we have people who look to us and are inspired in some way. I don't understand that by us. Because we are just everyday normal people.
But I think that's the thing. I think, you know, because we didn't try to be anything other than just us, that
right.
we're kind of lovable. Right. And
yeah.
we're kind of funny.
Yeah.
Especially yeah. together. Like, I'm way funnier when you're around.
That's very true.
Than just by myself. And I'm pretty damn funny by myself.
Look, you guys are both a joy to be around individually, and that only compounds when you're together. But I think the most important thing is you guys are authentic, and I think that's why it is that you guys don't have, like, you don't even think of yourselves as somebody with a following, because you guys are so grounded. And even if when you realize that you have a following, it's not like you're going to act like a different person than who you actually are.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, like, I mean, there are plenty of people that we know that, you know, they put on a persona, and yes. that's okay, because they feel like they have to entertain people mm-hmm. in a particular way, and that's how they do it. You know, maybe they don't feel like their day-to-day persona is entertaining enough, but, you know, it turns out that the Electric Sisterhood doesn't have that problem.
That is true.
But I think that, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Like, we've always just been our authentic selves. Because we, like I said, we went through the loops of, like, well, we could do this, and we could do that.
We could be more structured. We could do show notes.
We could do the whole, you know, first 15 minutes of the show is this, and the next 20 is this. And I was like, but there are already some really great shows out there that do that and do that well. We don't have to be that. We should just be us. And whatever that evolves or devolves into.
Because there were moments in the 10 years where it went from, this is what we're doing, to, let's, like, tweak it this way and see how this works. Now let's just chuck that out and start all over.
You know, and I think that, again, you know, in being our authentic selves, it really let us let people in more. And,
right.
And so you just feel like, when hopefully when you listen to our show, all 500 episodes of it.
Oh my
now.
God.
Like, when you listen to it, you just feel like you're sitting down with a couple of friends and being part of a conversation.
Right. So, and I think, again, I think that that's what drew me to your show, because I know in getting with Scott Rubin to do All Games Interactive, that was the vibe that he set, was like, that what I want it to be is in like a virtual couch. And, you know, and so that was where my mindset already was, because I was like, that's a great idea. And that's something that, you know, you definitely come across as doing. It's something that we try to do on a Fantastic Forum or whatnot, which I'm like, it's crazy, because, you know, you said the date and I was like, wow, like, you guys have been doing Electric Sisterhood longer than I've been doing Fantastic Forum. Which is just by a little bit, but it's still enough. Like, anybody that has done a podcast longer than we've been doing Fantastic Forum, you know, hats off. You know, it's like, we're not worthy.
But yeah, it's been a very interesting 10 years.
Oh my god!
You know,
like, honestly, thinking back to 22-year-old Panda, who literally struggled like the first 3 years of this show to like maintain a schedule and be present during the show, because during years 2 and 3, there was a lot of phoning in. There was a lot of it. I will complete most of year 2 and then half of year 3.
Thank you. I'm just saying, let's be accurate here.
I mean, I was in school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure about myself, and this was just a fun little hobby that, like, I could kind of do. And then,
literally phoning, like, it in.
If you
literally phoning it in.
Like, you can go back and listen to some episodes.
We're literally
now.
Like, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, sure. Yeah, that thing you said 10 minutes ago. Completely agree with that too.
Yeah. It is absolutely completely
irritating.
Obvious. And also irritating for me. Like, you can go back and listen to those episodes. You can literally hear, like, after she introduces herself, her brain checking out.
The eyes glassing over and, like, just not being present.
And just not being present in conversation at all. Like, there was one episode that we were recording, I remember, where I asked you a question, and your response to the question was like, yeah. And it was absolutely not a yes or no question. And I was like, do you want to try that again? And your response, all huffy, was like, what? I was like, to answer my question?
It's like,
and you're, and literally you go, what was the question? And we had to stop the recording.
Oh, man.
Because I chewed your ass out.
Yep. She got it all out. And then we came back, we finished the show. And as soon as that record button was done, like, she was just off Skype. And I'm like, damn, I fucked up.
I literally I jumped like right off the Skype. You were texting me. I didn't respond to any of your texts.
You were not ready to approach the situation.
You finally had mom call me.
I had to. I knew you'd answer for her.
Because I wasn't answering the phone for you because I was so pissed at you.
Because
we moved the recording that week three times that week.
I know.
For you.
I was an asshole. 22-year-old me, complete asshole.
And so mom calls me on the phone and is like, can you please talk to your sister? I don't know why she thinks she won't talk to her. And I was like,
because
I'm pissed at her and I'm not talking to her.
Because I'm not talking to her.
And so I can literally hear you in the background be like, will she talk to me?
Oh, man. It was so bad. And I mean, I think literally after that low point of phoning it out, because then for a while there we had Magic Mr. Girl on, who was a great juxtaposition to our already straight man, funny man that we were kind of testing out.
Yeah.
And it gave another perspective. And I think through that, I was like, you know what? This is kind of really good. Because there was a lot of pressure. Like, we were still trying to feel out how this was going to work.
Yes.
Right.
And, I mean, you didn't really re-engage until after E for All.
Yeah. Is that when I got patched into the speaker?
Yeah.
That was fun. I enjoyed pretending to be actually trapped in that speaker and scaring some people.
Yeah. E for All and the show that we did at PAX Prime, that's when you started to get really focused.
Oh, shit. This is
because
that's
when people
deal.
Started to reach out to you because they started to recognize you
yeah.
at places that we were going. And then you were like, oh, wait, people actually pay attention.
Man, it's really bad when you're at, like, it was a Beer Works in Salem, Massachusetts, and I'm at a bar drinking, and I made some joke, and some guy came from across the room and was like, are you Panda from Electric Sisterhood? Like, boom.
Yeah.
And I was, like, freaked out, because, I mean, I was still in school, I was really worried about, you know, getting murdered and getting my kidney harvest and all that stuff, and he hadn't released photos at this point either. So he purely recognized me by voice, which obviously,
wow.
if you listen to this long enough, it's going to happen.
Yep.
And I was just like, I do a show, and that is the moniker that I use, like, trying not to make a big deal. And he was just like, honey, it's totally her. She's the girl that we listen to every Monday. And, of course, I'm like, shit, calm it down. And, like, I was so worried that, like, people were like, what's going on here? Why are you harassing this girl? And they bought me like another beer, and they're just like, please tell us about, because, like, I guess they were thinking about doing something similar, mm-hmm. and they were just like, you seem so natural. I'm like, I'm not, it's a big mask, it's a shit show, don't do it. And I mean, but yeah, just being recognized for just being me, and sometimes not making sense at all, but people relate to that sometimes.
Look, people don't make any damn sense day in and day out. I think, you know, and that's part of the reason why I love doing this show, because, again, we don't script the show. We have a very...
If you can't tell, it's completely off, like, water off a duck's back.
It is... I'm not going to say improv the whole thing, but we have a very, very loose outline.
It's more like, hey, bro, what are you talking about this week? Like, that morning.
Yeah.
This. Oh, I'll talk about that, too. Great.
Pretty much.
Good show notes.
You know, like, because we tried for a while doing the whole pre-prepared thing of, like, let's line up what we're going to talk about for the month and all that kind of stuff, but it wasn't really us. Like, we pick up things very randomly. We put them down just as randomly. And so I'm just like, you know what? We're just going to go in 5 minutes before we actually record this thing, and I'm going to be like, this is what I'm talking about. I don't know about you.
I mean,
and we'll pick it up from there and see what happens.
I mean, I think during the stints of the years where we try to be far more structured and kind of follow in that outline tradition...
Fun.
Well, it's not that. Like, we still had some jokes, but I feel like every time I got reached out by a fan or something, like, a lot of the times they would always come back to, I liked how conversational you sounded.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I could turn on any show, and it just seems like, very much like what Mary Young said, it's like, I feel like I'm sitting with you, like, at a bar somewhere, or in my living room, we're eating popcorn, and we're just talking about shit. Like, it felt so approachable. And when you start putting... you know, this hard line structure in, it pulls you out of that illusion mm-hmm. that you're trying to create. And, like, you feel disconnected. And we've lost some listeners when we were trying that stuff mm-hmm. out, which, you know, people grow and we all change. 10 years, I hope you've grown in 10 years.
Yeah.
if he said if he didn't. But, you know, like, it kind of hurts them because, you know, here we are trying to create this thing that people will generally like and want to be a part of and support and be a part of this community. And, like, some people just, they couldn't hang on for the ride. And, you know, that just happens in life with all types of relationships. Yeah. But, you know, when you're just doing this and you're not, like, in front of an audience, like, you don't see the people who get up and leave. And you don't, because it's all bodiless. It's all victimless. And you don't know about that until later. So, of course, like, it has this impact on you. Because, like, there were a couple who came to me after. It's like, I haven't listened to you guys in, like, 2 years. And, like, I was worried you guys were going to stay in that format. I'm like, we're actually just as random. Actually, more random than
I think we're more random now than when we started.
Like, we kind of went back to basics. And I think one's come back, which I love that. It feels like a million.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, Prodigal Son comes back. Yeah, I picked up your podcast. I stopped listening for a while, but I'm back. And I'm like, all right.
I love it.
Because just about everybody, if they say that they dropped us for at any point in time, I pretty much know the point in time that they dropped us. I know the time we're talking about. Yeah. And that was kind of like during our initial, okay, Magic's actually out. What do we do now as a two-woman show versus the three-woman show?
Well, I mean, we were beginning, and then we had established that. And I think, you know, since we were trying to figure out exactly how we were going to play off of each other, that for a while there, we hit this monotonous churning of a machine. And then Magic kind of gave us this alleviation of that and allowed us to, like, play around with having other people on the show and introducing different types of, you know, subtopics or whatever and all of that. And then when that got pulled away from us, we had gotten so comfortable with having someone who could just come in and be random that it made us have to revert back to how we used to be.
And then, but we got back, we got our mojo back. You know, we went on a little, you know, trip. Went down
on a magic ship,
you know,
baby Einstein. I know exactly where you were going with that.
On a magic ship.
Anyway,
I forgot that we're recording video.
Yep. So they just saw you dancing. And then obviously when we did our stint over at All Games, which is still very near and dear to me.
Oh yeah.
Like, I love the fact
that everybody is fam. Like, for all the things that we do and grow and where we've moved and taken the show and not taking the show and those kinds of things, like, I still have so much love and respect and passion for everybody in the industry that I've met and every creator that I've met that continues to create. Like, you know, I listen to everybody's shows as often as I can. You know, lately I've been working like crazy, so it's not as much as I used to listen to shows, but like I try
unacceptable.
I try to pick up shows as much as I possibly can, and you know, I'm working on doing some things to give myself some more time to do more of that. You know, I really haven't written in a while, and it's mostly because I really enjoy spending my time focused on playing games and reading books and watching anime to bring to the show and talk about it, because I'm a much better talker than I am a writer. And so, you know, we've been working on gearing up so that we could do video.
Where then we could just talk.
And be us. And you can actually see how animated and silly we actually really are.
Like, I could do quotes now and you guys could see them because we have video.
Because she's doing air quotes.
And now.
But like, it's been a very interesting progression for us over these last 10 years of going through cycles, figuring out who we are and how we like to interact with each other and other people.
Right.
And the coordination. Like, when you think about where you were at,
oh my gosh,
where I was at, and then trying to add in these layers of, well, let's go to shows and let's do interviews and let's, bring rotating guests on.
Because here you are married, out on your own, like, shits together. And then college upstart who does not have her shit together.
But thinks she does.
But totally thinks she does. And then, you know, like, all of a sudden she has this realization that, shit, my shit's not together.
Right.
I should get my shit together. Mm-hmm. And then still not getting it together, but with the realization I need to do that.
Yeah.
And now, here, 10 years out, I'm actually now at that point where, in my personal life,
you've gotten a big chunk of your shit together.
A big heap of shit is together.
Like, it is packaged, it has a bow.
Like, I have a bag, I can take it with me, and, like, I feel so much more, I hate to say this because it makes it sound like I'm not human, but, like, I feel more like a person like a more full-fledged
person. As opposed to maybe a child?
Right. Like, I've gone from, like, girl, teenager, like, emo girl
to,
like...
to say that you've progressed to adult, finally?
Like, I have, like, seriously taken great steps in adulting.
I mean, you have. I will give you that. You've definitely progressed in your adulting, which is good. But I think, like, the thing that's most interesting for me is just, like, how our show has changed and our format has changed. Like, we started this and it was just you and me.
Yep. With a shitty mic. With shitty internet.
With really shitty internet. And I was editing the shows and things like that. And where we are today, we have a network. Yeah. Like, it blows my mind. There's not just us. There's no borders, no rate. Mm-hmm. There's Bill's Recap and Review. There's Nerd Crave. There's Smashed Rook.
Yep.
Okay, we've got live plays, recap shows. We've got a show where you can learn some Japanese. Like, it's crazy when you think about all the content that we've created. That started from just this little project of you and me recording our phone calls, basically.
I think it really kind of started from that, and then, you know, with our exposure over at All Games, and seeing what other people who were kind of in the same boat were doing with their creation, mm-hmm. and seeing how they delivered their shows, and how they interacted with their base, and how they grew themselves out, I think really inspired us to go, you know what? Like, let's really do this.
Yeah.
Like, let's really commit to making this a thing. And since then, like you said, we've grown out our own network. We've got several shows now underneath our banner, and they're all wonderful people. Like, they're all very committed. You can
we
feel
have
their
a
passion.
Team.
Like, you can feel the passion.
There's 10 of us. There's
yeah.
10 wow. of us. And we're across the country. Okay,
so cool.
We've got a dude in Louisiana, we got a dude in New York, we got a yeah. dude sometimes in California whenever we convince Mayor to come on.
That's true.
We've got April
yeah.
now, we've right. got, you know, a dude down in Virginia.
We are growing.
And we got people,
just,
we descended on E3 this year with the largest team that we've ever sent.
I know,
sent.
Five strong went, right?
Yeah, basically.
Right?
Like, the largest team. We had six. I couldn't go. Because I couldn't get the time.
I started a real-life job. I didn't
like,
have the time.
But, like, you know, when you look at it, we've done 10 years of ESH. We've gone to E3 9 years out of those.
Wow.
Three.
Yeah.
Like, as press, to cover it, a crazy amount of interviews and content that's come out of the team. We were a content provider for EGM Now for a couple of years.
For a while.
And you know, we still produce some things every once in a while for them. But, like, we went from a very small seed to, you know, somewhat legit when we got really focused. And the big inspirations for us, really, in all honesty, were All Games and Gamertag. Like, those were the two outlets that we looked at, you know, very early on, and went, you know, like, we could really do this. We could be dedicated to just putting out, I wanted to put out a funny show. Because I thought that's what really was missing for me when I was looking at the landscape, was that there were a lot of shows that were just like walkthroughs. Like, here's how you get through a game, and here's how you, you know, these are the animes that you should watch, and this is the order that you should watch them, and why they're important, and why this character matters. And there's a place for that, for sure. But they weren't entertaining, they were educational. And education is great, but, mm-hmm. like, if I'm going to be listening to somebody for, you know, hell, more than 5 minutes, man, you better make me motherfucking laugh. Like, at least once.
That's very true.
Like, I need a giggle, like, just something.
Like, make a funny face or something, I don't care.
Give me something. And so I really wanted to make sure that whatever we put out and however we grew, that whatever we did, that it felt balanced to me, in which I would listen back to it and I would laugh. I would pick up some nuggets of knowledge for sure, but I wanted to laugh. I wanted to be entertained. And so I wanted to entertain.
Right.
Because, and I think, like, if you look at how things have grown, because remember, like, when we started, YouTube was not a real thing.
Right.
Like, it was yeah. a phenomenon. Like, there weren't Let's Players, and there
no.
weren't, you know,
there
gaming
nope.
YouTubers.
It was pretty much, like, music. Like, people with their covers of things
exactly.
and songs everywhere. And
that's
like,
what YouTube was, and trailers.
But see, but then you would go to, like, Albino, Black Sheep, Blue Sheep, whatever it was called, where all the Giphy things were. So,
mm-hmm.
like, the birth of memes kind of sat there for
mm-hmm.
a while. And then Weeble and Bob, also very meme-y and giffy mm-hmm. and all that stuff. That kind of went on dates with YouTube and, like, MySpace. And then it kind of evolved the whole scape into what it is kind of now.
I think. And so when the gaming YouTuber explosion started happening, you know, we talked about, okay.
We did.
Do we jump into this?
Because I mean, and I did a stint for, like, I want to say a good solid 2 months, and for young Amanda, that was quite a
and
lot.
It was good. Freaking Fridays with Pandalicious was so good.
I had a blast playing with that, but remember,
I was so sad when it went away.
This was young me, who was not a tech-savvy person, who was trying to get used to, oh my god, I'm gonna put my face on the internet.
Yeah, you got over that after the first week, though, when you got, like, 100 people that watched a video.
I was surprised.
And then you were like...
And only two of them disliked it. So I was like, nice, 98! That's like A+.
Yeah, and then the next week you were like, I need some of your clothes, bruh. I had an idea. And then I come back to the house...
Oh, man.
And, like, you've bought floodlights from Home Depot.
Oh, I did. I bought floodlights. I bought green paint. And I was, like, trying to convince Eshmom to let me, like, paint one of the walls green for, like...
green screen.
For green screen stuff. And she was like, I don't know what's gotten into her, but she bought lights. Like, if we have a flood, we're good. And I still have those floodlights because I kept them because I'm committed. And, like, I looked up tutorials on how to, like, through iMovie, do all that stuff. Granted, the one freaking Fridays where I did that, you could clearly see I did not do the best job lighting it.
Well, it's also difficult to do green screen when you're black, but
true.
I mean, you did a really good job considering it was two floodlights, a green sheet.
It was a green sheet that I painted on a wall. Like, it was so ghetto. And, like, I had to tell, like, Eshmom, I'm like, you can't come in the living room between this hour and these hours because it's the best light. It's the best time for me to shoot.
If we ever make our own, like, production studio, I just want to call it Ghetto-licious. Because
I want our freaking mascots to be my floodlights.
Right, exactly. Just cross, like, beaming lights out.
It was the best strong attempt. And I enjoyed doing them. But, you know, with not having any type of knowledge about how to properly structure a shot, maybe storyboarding, because you can't just free talk to a camera, or at least back then you really couldn't. Now you can, with technology, if I had known this stuff then. But, you know, I was learning all this.
You did a lot with no knowledge in iMovie.
I did.
Like, you T-Pain'd some serious, like, funny videos.
That's hilarious.
Like, there was one day I really wanted to try to figure out how to auto-tune and put auto-tune in one of those videos. And, I mean, I think there are I think there are about 14 of them. They're still on YouTube.
Yeah, they're still on our YouTube channel.
I have not gone back to see if people have seen them.
And I say this all the time, and, like, she doesn't believe me, but we have, like, over 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, and a big chunk of that came from frickin' Fridays. Because it's definitely not from my content, because I, like, did one video on how to put a hard drive into your PS3 that was that was so educational, and, like, I watched it after I uploaded it, and I was like, oh my god, why did I put that out? Like, it's so droll, it's not really very funny. I'm like, but, well, I mean, it is just how to put a hard drive into your PC. But, like, we did, like, a few things video-wise, but we couldn't, like, find the thing that was us, because for the longest time, we weren't even in the same state.
Right.
So, right.
Like, doing things together was really difficult.
It was hard.
So just the fact that we were able to do 10 years of a show where for the majority of those years
we weren't even physically
next to each other or even near each other.
Yeah. Right.
Like, we had a time zone difference.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
For many of those years, like, it's just,
I mean, I think we've seen our scheduling for recording slide, cuz initially it was Fridays, 6:00. Bam. And then near, like, year 4, it was, like, Saturdays, noon. And then for a while there, it was Sundays, 11. We're really pushing it. Let's push this back up to Saturdays.
And then we're like, no, we got to go back to Friday. We got to go back to Friday. And it basically is just because you started getting older and having more of a life, and I started getting older and having less of a life. Because
it's
true. I got into the zone where I was like, pajamas and Xbox?
Well, because you came into this already at that level that I clearly wasn't at, and now it's, like, reversed.
Right.
So it's now it's like, man, I got a job, and now I'm getting married, which means now I'm going to have another person I have to care for besides myself.
So can we do this at Sunday around brunchish time? I'm just like, or we could do it actually on Friday night, because I want to go see some damn movies, because this is my weekend to actually be like a person and be outside, because I don't do that very often.
No.
But it's just, it's so interesting, like, how things grow and change. You know, we're gearing up to do video, so, you know, we've done some practice runs at
Let's Plays. Who knows? Now with this new tech, I don't think I'd have a problem doing freaking Fridays, because that would take care of most of my shitty problems that I had back in iMovie.
So what she's referencing right now is we just picked up a very, very nice, very, very compact Mevo camera, which, if you're not familiar with Mevo, it means that you haven't been on Facebook. Because they put like every other post is an ad for this fucking camera. If you are like remotely interested in tech in any way, you're gonna see one of these. But it is the company that Facebook bought. It's a like 2-inch tall live stream camera. Yeah, that's what it's designed to do. And it's a 4K lens on it. So it will shoot up in up to 1080p, which is really nice. It captures to a micro SD card, or you can stream live. Right now they're working on a stand that will actually have a dedicated gigabit Ethernet jack on it, so that you could
hardwire it if you had to.
Yeah. So right now it works through Wi-Fi, so you control it through your smart device. I believe right now it's iOS only, but I know that they're working on an Android app. But you basically use the Wi-Fi of your device to do your live stream. So as long as your Wi-Fi can talk to your iPhone or your iPad,
you've got constant undisturbed video.
It's undisturbed amazing. Video. So you can use it to Facebook Live. You can use it to YouTube Live. We're using it right now to actually record ourselves sitting
on the couch. Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So we're bringing video of us on a couch
to the masses. So
that's what they've been waiting for.
So when this podcast comes out in audio form, nobody's ready for this. So when this podcast comes out in audio form, you'll also be able to, within a day or so, go to our website and see a specialty post that will have the video of us doing this podcast all together, being our nerdy, expressive selves. And of course, as I'm mentioning this now, Panda's like dedicated, hard, like looking at the
camera,
video,
looking at you.
Can you insert a cartoon version of me in the video somehow?
We're gonna like as a lower third, we're just gonna have your avatar image and your name.
There it is.
You'll be in prosperity. But we are, so we're gonna have that, and we're looking into now incorporating that into some of our coverage. So we're gonna be aiming to, guys, bring you at least one video a month. That's what we can commit to right now,
right
because
now. Shit's real.
We have
right now.
Like
real, you say?
Like adult responsibilities and shit, and
right.
It's just like
we've got fur babies
like
that legit need to be walked.
Yeah. I like food, it turns out.
Yeah.
So I like to eat it every once in a while. But we are.
It's a good thing planning weddings are easy.
You know? So simple. Oh my God.
It's a good thing.
But yeah, so we're working on delivering a video a month, and it's going to rotate between being us playing something together and talking about the experience and being as random as
my wedding.
This is what
we could live stream parts of my wedding.
I mean, we might. So we have that. So there's going to focus back on the show. It's about us, not your wedding.
That's a great idea, though. I'm putting that in the book.
Focus. But you know, now with the Mevo, it does give us the ability to, you know, do some things that we really haven't had the gear before to do, and really the time and the dedication to do. You know, we've done a couple of test runs that have not made it to the light of day of Let's Plays, and they really were horrible because we fell into the rut of trying to be a Let's Play like we had seen, as opposed to just being
us playing a game.
And so that will probably never make the light of day, but we've got like 8 hours of that, and it's just really atrocious. Like, I start watching back, and I'm like, oh, God, why did we do that? That's, oh, no. Like, and then there's just like, there's literally a section. We were playing Uncharted. We were going through the trilogy before Uncharted 4 came out. And there's literally a section where we're trying to go through the first level of Uncharted 3. And we say nothing for like 8 minutes because we're just so focused on playing the game. Like, we don't say anything to each other. We completely forgot that we were even recording.
And then I'm like, oh.
There are two of you, right? Like, only one of you is playing, right?
Right. But we're literally sitting there and I'm just like watching the game. Because it's like watching
so that's hilarious, we kept switching
the controller back and forth, so one person would be the lead speaker while the other person would be playing the game. And it just got to a point where, like, when we got to Uncharted 3, and I think because it's just 3 is really good, like, we started the game and we started talking about, all right, so we're jumping in, and I think you were running control on
probably
3. And we literally got to a point in, like, I want to say the second mission, because we did 3.
We did 3 in the
each,
first 3.
And we got to the second mission, and, like, for the first 8 minutes, as I'm watching the video back, we say nothing for 8 minutes, because I'm watching you, like, intently
playing
Nathan
this
Drake
game.
The game.
Trying
and
to make
you're
these
like,
drakes.
I'm trying to make this jump that wasn't working right.
Oh, man.
And so you're just getting pissed. And when you get pissed, you get quiet.
I do.
And when I get really interested, I get quiet. So it's just like chirp, chirp, chirp,
like
chirp,
nothing.
And I'm like, oh, God, this is so bad. So I, like, wait till we speak. And when we finally speak, we're talking about what Nathan's doing. And I'm like, why are we doing that? You can see what Nathan is doing. We should be talking about why the fuck we love this game.
Right.
Like, it's just, it was, like, so bad. It was because, again, instructional, educational is not what we do.
No,
like,
it's not. Like, so, literally could have just, but it was a learning experience.
It was. We learned, okay, this is not what we want to do.
This is not suited to what we are used
right
to do it.
As I started putting together the edit, I'm like, no, this is not going to work in any way, shape, or form. So I called Amanda up, and I was like, okay, so you know how we had planned to, like, do Street Fighter as the next one, and then we were going to do Uncharted 4? Like, we need to stop. We need to retool and rethink this whole thing.
Now, here's the thing. I actually think if we had started with something competitive,
it would have been better.
We probably would have been better, because here we are, two sisters who, I mean, I am not the competitive type where I'm trash-talking you from the start. Like, I'm a slow build to anger, so the more you whoop my ass, the angrier I get,
yeah,
and then my mouth starts to fire off.
Right.
So, like, you just gotta beat me 8 million times.
Yeah.
And then you'll probably
get
great.
And then you
get
angry as...
Like, I'll just say whatever I need to say to break your, like, impenetrable wall of skill.
Right.
With my button mashing.
Yeah.
And, like, that probably would have been a better place for us to go.
Yeah. And I think as we kick off the next round, that's what we'll end up doing. So I don't know if it'll be if we go back to Injustice.
Oh, man.
Because they did release the Suicide Squad pack.
So, I mean, that, I think that would be where we want to go.
So that could be interesting.
And I mean, like, with 10 years, we've now kind of figured out what our strengths are and what our weaknesses
yes
are. And if we couldn't figure that out by year 5, then there's a problem. It's all a problem.
But
we have found it. We have found mm-hmm our niche. We know what we want to do. It's now just kind of conceptualizing it and making that real. And I'd love to see how far this is going to go. Because, I mean, I did not think 10 years was a possibility.
Yo, I'm surprised, in all honesty, I didn't expect you to actually stick with it after the first year. I figured, like, you'd be like, you know what, actually...
It's like, I'm young, I have to live my life.
I have to live my life, I have things to do, and
nope.
So,
nope.
Like, no.
This
although
is the longest committing relationship I've had.
You did tune out for a couple of years, you know, it's like we went to therapy, we talked it out, you came back, you re-engaged, and it's been a really good relationship ever since then.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's part of the reason why, you know, so many people have picked up the show and like us, and, you know, it's so nice to have, like, people hit us up on social and, like, recommend things for us to check out because they want to hear what we think about those things and to throw them up on the show, which is great. We have had some people who are like, you seriously need to bring back Candy Bitches, and I was like, really? Really? Because we only gave, like, 3 people candy because, like, 12 of you actually ever did anything to get the candy.
What happened to toast and what happened to the mic of a thousand truths?
I ate so many M&Ms because, like, the shit goes bad. So, like, there's so... I ate, like, at least 3 pounds of M&Ms because we ended up not giving out candy for
right
Candy Bitch stuff. So, you know, but it's like... I too, like, I've had a couple people who are like, why don't you guys do the toast thing anymore, and why don't you do, like, the mic of a thousand truths, and I'm like, well, you know, I mean, we still hand the mic back and forth, we just don't call it the mic of a thousand
truths. It's clearly still present.
But it's still clearly the mic of a thousand truths. Although it's now, like, 1,001.
Right, yeah.
If I'm honest. You know, because we've evolved. So there's right, more
there's
going
always,
on.
There's always growth.
I was like, what was that additional truth? What was it? No.
You know, again, we've been adulting. Yeah. You have to listen to the show to learn the new truth.
To find, yeah,
it's like, is that what you young kids call it, adulting? Adult, back yeah. in my day, we called it the hibbity-dibbity.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You know, it's okay, just like, it, it. You know, it's just like how people went from, like, pound it to dabbing, I guess, or dab. Whatever. Like,
dab.
You know, it's
no, no, that's a different thing.
Is it? Don't you dab to
pound and you think about dab?
Oh, that's what it is. I'm thinking about dab, not dab. Yeah, that's what it is.
Dab, but that dabbing is different though.
Yeah. I got my dab and my dab confused.
It's okay. It's okay. It's very complex.
You know, it's just like. I just want to get back to, like saying hi.
Like, you can't go into a high five with a dab. Like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not where I'm... I don't have that level of coordination, I guess. I just want to be like, hi, what's up? Let's get some drinks. I don't need a complicated greeting mechanism handshake unlock thing.
I mean, I always thought they were kind of cool because I thought eventually I'd fuck up and, like, I'd learn the handshake for the Illuminati and then I'd be able to confirm it.
Basically,
for
all I need is somebody be like, I got my credit, you got your credit, let's open tabs. That's really... Oh, that's how I like to roll.
Do you got a chip?
I got a chip.
I got EMV. You got EMV. They got Venmo. We're good. Let's go. Like, that's the level I'm at right now. Then you pop back from that and, like, okay, now are we going to karaoke or are we going back to my place to Rock Band, aka karaoke living room style?
Right.
Like, that's...
It's karaoke with no judgment.
That's, like, that's the life. Like, that's a good place to be. And it's just really interesting to me to, like, see, not only as our show evolved, but to, like, see the industry around evolve. You know,
yeah.
Community journalism, when we started, like, nobody gave community...
Even
journalists.
A look, really.
Really, the time of day. It was really. Very few companies that I think could kind of see the writing on the wall with social starting to really lift off of seeing the community journalists as, you know, a voice of the people and being an influencer and respecting their ability to influence. You know, now you look at the space 10 years later from when we started, and you have...
And social media is, like, the front and center
well,
of everything.
Well, not only that, but it's respected, right? Like, you have YouTubers now that are, you know, have sponsorship deals, you have podcasts and outlets that have sponsorship deals that are easily getting advertising things going on, like... You know, when we first started, it was almost impossible for us to get anybody to even put us on a media list, you know,
right.
And now we are able to, you know, get review copies and get interviews with some really great people to be on the show. You know, we've had Guy Kawasaki on the show.
Oh man, like, I remember you geeked out so
I geeked
hard.
Really hard.
Over that.
That's a good one to geek out on. You know,
well, you don't. Like, you're like the chill ice sculpture, and I'm like the flame and fire sometimes.
I am like iced tea to your Snoop Dogg.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes. But I mean, like, when that interview came through, you were like, what? Like, I think you were more or less expecting that it wasn't going to happen. And then when it did, you're like, we got it.
Yeah.
And I was like... Okay, that's good, right? Because, I mean, I was really young and I didn't understand the severity of how cool landing that interview was. And then when she schooled me, I was like, shit, what the fuck you gonna do? You have to talk to him.
That's like, hilarious. What are you gonna do? I don't know.
What are you gonna do? I'm gonna talk to him. I don't... I think...
I mean, it was amazing. Yeah. Like,
and I think that was for me, it was definitely the only time that we've interviewed anybody, the entire time that we've done this whole thing, that I was nervous.
Right. Because like I said, you're like the iced tea.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of chilling.
Guy Kawasaki, I was so nervous talking to Guy Kawasaki. I really was. Because I was like, my inner fangirl was like doing backflips because I am a massive Apple fan, and like Guy is the evangelist. Like he's the Apple evangelist. For all the things that he does in the social space, both on brand building and awareness and building loyalty and things like that, like Guy is so much more than just a speaker. He's more than just an evangelist. He's more than just a businessman. He's more than just some rich dude, because he's also a nerd. Like, that's the guy that started Canva. The reason why so many people moved to doing live video was because of Guy pushing that and how it could be used so effectively
and efficiently, and boom, here it is.
You know, individual brands. And then you started seeing other evangelists popping up and using the same platforms to do stuff. So it was really, for me, he is a hero of mine on so many different levels that, like, it would be like getting to interview Oprah. Except I would probably melt, like the Ark of the Covenant melt. If they were like, yeah, so, hey, here's the deal, Rochelle. You actually are going to get to interview Oprah, so we want you to come out to, like, Chicago or wherever.
To her, like, compound.
Right, and, like, sit down, and you can do, like, a 45-minute to have on your show. Like, as soon as I walked in the room, I would nerd so hard, I would actually melt in the presence of Oprah.
I mean, I would...
That's really it. Like, those are the only two people on the planet that will make me nervous.
I was gonna say, that's actually why Oprah does so few interviews, because most people melt like that.
She'd be killing people by accident because of her gloriousness.
Right. She's lucky she's so rich.
Okay. like, think about it. Think about it. There are some people that, like, have been interviewed by Oprah, and they're no longer with us.
That's right.
Delayed reaction. From
Oprah, the black widow of interviewers.
I think of all the interviews that we've done, I think the one that probably left me the most nervous about was when I got to interview Jonathan Colton at PAX.
That's a good one.
Because
initially, but you did really well. Your nervousness did not come through.
At the beginning of the shot, it did, but one, I'm surprised he agreed to it, because, like, me and KBD, who was a part of the B3 crew and No Borders, No Race, like, we had been emailing constantly, just, we'd love to get, like, even, like, 10 minutes. Like, we weren't looking for a full scope interview.
Right.
The year before we got the JoCo one, we had actually gotten Paul and Storm, and Evan rocked that one out of the park. I mean, I've always liked Paul and Storm, but he did his research beyond what I did.
Because that's what KBD does.
He hit questions that they're like, no one knew that we were part of Da Vinci's Notebook before. Like, he did all the research. And I was like, damn,
felt real unprepared,
Dumb. Here I am. I'm just the girl here. Like, look at me. And then when we got the JoCo one, I'm like, no, I'm ready for this one. Like, all the cliff notes. And then they're like, oh, by the way, we could totally do this by video. We have a camera guy. And, like, that's what fucked my shit up.
Because you were like, I was ready to have a sit down. Wait, I have to look pretty?
I have to make sure I'm looking, because, like, this, and the camera guy was, like, kind of walking around, like, he got in my face a couple of times, and, like, I got nervous, because here's this lens in my face, and I'm like, I don't know if you can see all my concealer, damn, back up.
I did not do my face prepared for vidya.
Like, I wasn't, right, I have a face for radio, and this put me in screen, and I wasn't ready for that, so that made me nervous. But I mean, he was so calm and collected about all of that. And I mean, most people know that he doesn't handshake or hug at conventions because of, you know, germs and all that. And he does that to everybody. And, like, at the end of the thing, like, I was kind of standing there ready to, like, touch elbows, because that's, like, his signature thing. And he actually gave me a hug. We got that on camera. I'm like, holy shit, recorded hug back in 2009. Like, oh my god, and it was mine, and it was. I was so...
And you probably got the only hug that entire convention from him.
Because he doesn't do it. It's so far-fetched out of there. I mean, and then we nearly lost our shit when we saw Felicia Day and Wil Wheaton at the...
Astro Party. We actually...
We don't remember the words our shit. I did
you
say.
You didn't say words.
No words.
It was the most eloquent thing I could have said.
It was your, like... With your mouth open, tongue out. Yeah, that look. That one. Yeah. That's what happened. And I tried to pull it together so that she wouldn't think we were just both completely idiots.
It's just like, you're so amazing.
And I was like, we're really big fans. Thank you so much. And, like, gave her a handshake. She's like, oh, my God, you're so cute. And gave us hugs. Yeah. And so she goes to give me a hug. And Amanda's like, oh, my God. And, like, runs in front of me. And gives the hug. And gets the first hug.
Oh, that is hilarious that she just cut. She totally cock-blocked
like,
your hug.
Yeah, no English, but, like, hug. And so she, like, squeezes in. And so I'm like, okay, and I'll just stand back here and wait. And she's like, all right, now you. And I was like, thank you so much. Oh my God, it's really nice to meet you. She smelled like strawberries.
She did.
I tried so hard not to say it.
Like, don't
like,
help.
I don't know what it was from, like, Bed Bath & Beyond or something like that, but it was, like, strawberry-based. And I was like, oh my God. And I, like, immediately had the thought of, like, and this is great because not all gingers smell like strawberries. And, like, I stopped myself.
I'm so glad you
because I was afraid I was going to say it out loud. And
it's
then,
definitely something we would say on our show.
And then Will comes into the room because this was the Astro Party where they were at
Where Hawken had done their...
Yeah, they were at the Lux across the hotel, which was across the way from LA Live.
Okay.
And it was... Astro was having a party. Co-branded with somebody else. They had showed off. Hawken was their big game. But that was the one where, like, who was it? It wasn't Steve Aoki, but they had... It was either Skrillex or somebody like that who was hot in the EDM space that, like, came and did a surprise set on the the deck.
People lost their
and
shit.
And we didn't know that they were coming.
Nope.
We ended up doing a private interview with a couple of the devs because we're big Astro fans. We've made no bones about it.
No, I'm wearing an Astro set right now.
For many years... said that we are unofficially that Astro is unofficially the official headset of the Electric Sisterhood podcast.
Because we all have them. We all wear them.
I am actually going to be talking or trying to talk with their team about making it officially our headset.
I think it
should. Oh, nice.
At this point, because damn near everybody in the team does
it. Yeah, we all have them.
Because... They're great. Great headsets. Fuck. But we're doing this demo of their new headsets. At the time, it was their A50 wireless headset, the first one out. Lined up across this wall is just, like, all this Astro gear, like, backpacks and bags and T-shirts. And I'm like, oh, wow. And they're like, yeah, we're starting an apparel line. And so here are some of the T-shirts that we're thinking of doing. What do you guys think of them? And I'm like... You know, I'm a T-shirt whore. I'm like, so there's really pretty much very little you can put on a T-shirt that I won't wear.
I mean, like, she won't wear swastikas and stuff.
Right. But that, like, that's really the line.
Or will she?
Is it, like, a tasteful swastika?
No, stop it. There's no such thing. Stop it. That's okay. How you get in trouble.
I'm sorry.
She has a Confederate flag one.
I do. It was for, like, some Dukes of Hazzard type promotion. Hey, free T-shirt.
Hey,
you can dust with those things.
You can.
But anyway, so like they have all this stuff on the wall. And we're giving them some critiques on the T-shirt and caps and stuff. And so we finish up the interview and I turn off the recorder and we start talking about like who's gonna take what products and talk about what things and when we're gonna do them and things. And so we get up and start to leave the room. One of the PR people is like, "Would you guys like some stuff?" And, like,
Her
face.
Oh, my God.
Because we're facing away from them.
And, like, my face drops
and her
and resets.
Just goes and into, like, this, like, happy, excited, I want to squee and make noise come out, but no noise is coming out kind of look. And I literally turned her and go, like, drop your face. Act natural and normal. Like, this happens all the time.
Right.
And so I turned before her. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. What were you thinking?
I couldn't turn around.
And
right
she
fast.
Hasn't turned around yet.
Because I'm not ready. My face was not ready. For the level of swag that was coming.
The woman walks me over, and the AV guy is walking over to Amanda because she's still facing the door.
Because I haven't turned.
That's hilarious.
And so, like, in my head, I feel like it's been 15 minutes, but I know that it's only been, like, 45 seconds or whatever.
Gosh.
And he's like, yeah, do you want to see some stuff too, miss? And she's like, sure. So they walk us over to the wall, and I'm thinking, all right, we're going to grab a T-shirt and a hat and, like,
right, and I'm
go.
Like, oh, like the earbuds, because they were doing in-ear.
Yeah, they're
A-stars. And I was
A-stars.
Like, oh, like this little box, like this little thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And, like, they get these two giant bags.
These two massive, they're not their scout bags, but the backpacks for carrying a system. And they just start throwing everything in the room into this bag. So they're like, have some A-Stars, and here's a set of A-40s, and why don't you have a couple of T-shirts, and, oh, we can't get a hat in the front. Can we get it in the little pouch? We'll send you some hats.
So amazing.
So they fill up the backpacks, and we leave the room, and they shut the doors, and we just look at each other, and it's like a Laverne and Shirley, like, high five.
Magical. I'm like, it's like Christmas in June.
Okay. The rest of the team had gone ahead to the Bethesda party at the Saddle Ranch.
Yeah.
So they completely missed out
on all the swag.
So we're sitting walking around through the rest of this party
with these giant backpacks on our backs.
With between us about $700 worth of gear on our backs.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
Okay, so now we have to go to the Saddle Ranch. And don't tell the dudes what's in your bag.
Don't show them nothing.
Don't show them what's in the bag.
Don't.
Just be like, we got these bags. Just leave it at that. Because it's going to be really, they're going to be real sad. Real sad. Like, and we've already done the interview, so it's not like we send the rest of the team there. So I was like, so this is what we're going to do. When we get the next set of review units,
we give them to them, hands down. We don't say nothing.
And we're good.
We level the playing field.
And so Amanda got a set of A40s out of it. Still, my day-to-day bag is that Astro bag.
Wow.
And so that's when we started getting really heavy into Astros, because everything we had was Astros gear. Like, I loved my A-Stars. They were my travel,
I still have my A-Star, the in-ears.
Yeah,
I love
my
those.
In-ears. The review unit that we got later that fall for the A-50s that they came out with, I still have that. That's my main headset that I use on my Xbox. I have a set of A40 TRs that I use on my PlayStation and also on my Mac to game with, because it's a great, versatile headset. Like, you know, Astro's always been one of those companies that from the start has been great to us as far as letting us interview people anytime that we wanted to interview anyone. And even if they weren't able to get us a review unit right when something came out,
We've always gotten
a review unit from them, and they have always appreciated how honest we are in our reviews. And that's another thing I think that kind of separates us out from a lot of people is we make it clear to everyone that we're honest in our reviews. Like, we let people know when we're given something, and if it's great, we will talk about why it's great and back it up with
our reasons. Sometimes we might be even too thorough about why things are great. Some of us need to, when we write, dial it back just a little
bit. But we also will let people know...
I'm talking about me.
...when their stuff is not on point, but why it's not on point.
We're not
how
just like, this
be
sucks,
better.
Don't get it. Like, here are the things you may find issues. Like, here are the issues that I found, you may find them too.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, to your point, Mayor, you know, it's, again, being authentic. Like,
right.
I can't tell you that something's great if I have issues with it. But I'm going to tell you what my issues are and let you know that they're my issues. They may not be issues for you, but these are my issues and why I didn't have as great a time
with
watching this series or playing this game or using this peripheral and things like that. And I think that there's a lot to be said for authenticity.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, when you look at how the space has grown, both with YouTubers and, you know, with people who do video reviews and people who have continued to do podcasts and things like that, the ones that have stayed and the ones that have grown really big audiences and engaged communities are the ones that have been their authentic selves.
I agree.
Yep.
From day one until then. You know, I enjoy listening to Fantastic Forum because you guys know your shit and you make me laugh.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. We try.
You know.
You do. You bring it home.
You know, and I hope that, you know, people who listen to our podcast feel the same way about us, that, you know, they listen to a podcast
and
they get some laughs and they maybe learn a little bit about some anime series that they haven't heard about or a movie that's out or a game that's out that, you know, because they have similar tastes to ours that they may enjoy as much or know to stay away from. Right. Or they just didn't like our banter. And
which just seems to be the thing. People really just like the way we interact.
Which is good. And I will say it again because, you know, we do have to say this every couple of years or so. We are, in fact, blood-related sisters.
Yeah, stop thinking we're lesbians.
We're not lesbians.
We're family.
We're not lesbians together.
I know I'm awkward and random, but that does not... make.
I know her... sometimes that maybe I come off as the butch, like, controlling type, but.
Well.
It's just because I'm the older sister.
Yeah.
And I have to rein you in.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't gotten nearly as many questions about our relationship.
I only got one at last PAX East, so I'm hopeful that, like, maybe we've ridden the wave now and we're past it and people actually get.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like, that's your life. Support
There's
that.
There's nothing
love
wrong
is love,
with being lesbian.
But we're sisters.
But we are actually. We have the same mama and the same daddy.
So, no.
It's actually time for me to come clean. I'm actually the one that puts that rumor out on Twitter, like, every about 8 months. Every 8 months, I just put it out there.
Can you stop shipping us so hard? Because
I'm sorry.
Don't get me wrong. Like, fan fictions, you can write whatever you want. I mean, reality, there's one here that keeps us from ever.
Like, you can ship whatever you want. Just don't send it to us.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, we've had that.
Yeah.
We've had that.
That was very weird.
That one picture.
That was very weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird. Yep. I was very uncomfortable. Like, I couldn't look in the eye for, like...
It was just, like, the talent to make this was definitely
mean,
there, but...
It was drawn
you
very
sister
well, but, no.
It's like, no.
So that. But, you know, it's been a hellified...
10 years.
Experience. Sis, I'm so glad that I got to experience it with you. I've enjoyed doing this project with you so much, even in the years that you checked out, and you pissed me off.
I'm gonna piss you off for.
Yeah, you're gonna piss me off for the rest of my life. But I would not have made Electric Sisterhood, and it wouldn't be what it is without you.
Aww.
Here.
It has been an absolute blast going to shows, writing, talking about random nerdy ass shit for 10 years. 500 episodes.
Oh, God.
So, I'm going to raise my San Pellegrino, because I even stayed sober for this podcast.
I know you did.
Which
is sobriety.
That's just for right now.
Just like, for now. As soon as this is over,
as soon as the record button
champs.
Goes over, I am like, we got champs. We got,
you're toasting it up.
I'm not spending the rest of this weekend sober, but... Here is two.
Here's my cup with which was ice.
Ready?
Now
here,
water.
I'll fix it.
Oh, you're gonna share?
You can't okay. toast with just water. That's rude. Okay. So, here's to 500 episodes, 10 years.
Oh my god!
And whatever comes next, it's
to 500 more.
Yeah, 500 more.
Oh my god!
And
could you imagine this 10 years later? I'm 42 with like 3 children, like going insane with my life.
Just
once again, not having my shit together because of kids.
Here's the thing, though. When that happens, I'm your excuse to run away.
Like, mommy's got to go do her podcast.
She'll be back in a couple
hours.
Jeremy,
take her kids.
Yes. Take the kids. And that's when it becomes...
Go to Chuck E. Cheese 2.0, because we'll be in the digital era.
Drink time.
Oh, my gosh. I can't top what you said. All those are the best words. And you always had the best words.
I do have the best words.
I mean, I honestly just have to say...
I took them from Donald Trump. He used to have the best words. And I, you know, because I'm a stereotype, I stole them from him.
Oh.
Like the dirty black that I am.
There it is. She's one of the bad ones.
Right. Yeah, he's one of the bad ones.
Yeah. So,
he will not make America great again.
Mayor, I am so glad that you could join us. For this show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being part of our family and our journey, and we will definitely have you on the show more often. So,
I'm
going to tell you guys, make sure that you check out Mayor Young. Do you want to let people know the shows
the
and the site?
Yeah. You know what? Definitely come check out Fantastic Forum Wednesday nights, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. It's fully interactive at allgames.com. Just go to the site. You'll hear us streaming out of your computer, and you can join us and talk comics and, of course, comic-related stuff. So, you know, feel free. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of this milestone with you guys. I'm happy to be able to share it. And, you know, you guys know, you got a guy in L.A., so if you need somebody, I know you already have April here, so you got it covered. But if April needs backup, you can always call on Mayor Young, so feel free.
We will.
We'll
definitely
best,
take you up on that.
You're the best.
You can also catch our podcast on our site. New episodes go out every week on Mondays. But... You can also get it in iTunes, either on your desktop or through the podcast application on your iOS device. We're also in Google Play. We're also on Stitcher Radio. We're also on Vogue Network. We're pretty much upon the interweb. So any place that you would go to search for a podcast...
We're the happiest herpes you'll ever get.
What she said. Check out the Eshcast. Subscribe. Make sure that you get our brand new episodes the moment we put them out on the web. Make sure that you check us out and engage with us across our social. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/landofesh. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at ESH News. And also check us out on YouTube at Electric Sisterhood. It's the channel. We're going to have more content coming at you pretty soon. So,
and hey, maybe Freakin' Fridays will evolve into something else and come back.
It could happen. It might happen. This might be the year, guys. It might be the year. So make sure that you check us out on all our channels, as well as check out everyone that makes up the Land of Ash. And that includes KBD over at B3Crew.com with No Borders, No Race. New episodes go out on Tuesdays. And it is random, and it is indie, and it is awesome. So make sure that you check him out, as well as Phil, the Issues Guy, on Phil's Recap and Reviews. Some great recap shows that he does. Some of them live, some of them not, but definitely, definitely random and a hell of a lot of fun. So make sure that you check him out on his website, issuesprogram.com, and on YouTube. Join him in chat. Call in live. Be part of the show. It is freaking phenomenal. You also have our homeboy, Hamsterman, doing Let's Plays live streams on Twitch every Wednesday night, typically at 9 p.m. Eastern. You definitely want to check them out. We link them on our Facebook page. So if you want to see something really fun, everything from retro to current games, definitely make sure that you check out the Smash Rook Twitch stream. And of course, new to the fam, but not ever less, the team over at nerdcrave.com. We love those crazy dudes, and you will too.
You'll comics, crave those nerds.
Comics, manga, anime, games. If it's nerdy in any way, shape, or form, they're talking about it over at nerdcrave.com. So make sure that you check them out. Add us all to your bookmark list. And plus five your day in awesomeness.
I want that buff.
You gotta have it. So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And he's Mayor Young.
Oh, I am. I didn't know that I was supposed to. I thought you guys were signing off. Sorry. Yeah. Bye, it's me. I'm Mayor Young. Hello.
Show, so you get to sign off with us.
I'm Mayor Young. Yay. Oh, no.
And until next time,
we'll see you on the other side.